Welcome back to another episode of Rock Talk.
So a little detour, quick side mission on the main quest. We're going to see Tfue in Clearwater, Tampa. We'll be back Miami very soon.
Drinks the kush.
What's up with all the glass bottles, man?
This guy understands
let's
health.
Let's talk about it.
Look, he's got all his gallons. Not gallons. What is this? This is like, how much is in that?
5 gallons.
5 gallons. All 5 gallons. He got jugs. All glass.
Glass.
This guy drinks the nicest water. What's going on?
Dude, I was tired of living in LA and just drinking Evian's out of the bottle.
He's got the Mountain Valley. This guy's fancy as shit. I heard this is Barack Obama's favorite water.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know why I know that.
How do you know that?
I just heard it somewhere,
you're
dude.
Bullshit.
No, I swear to Google it. I don't know why I know that.
I feel like I need to try it now.
You want one?
But what is the white one? Peach? No. What is?
It's sparkling.
Does it taste like peaches?
A little bit.
1870.
It's pretty mellow. Smooth though.
Holy shit, that's actually amazing.
This is not sponsored by Mountain Valley, by the way.
No, I'm not sponsored either, but.
What is that?
This is
Jesus Christ, dude.
This is a brain supplement.
We're coming to his house.
This is a brain supplement.
Doing drugs and
no, not
house.
Doing drugs. This is like Lion's Mane? No, like Lion's Mane.
Yeah, Lion's Mane is good.
Yeah, Lion's Mane.
It's good for your brain.
Exactly, nootropic. It's a nootropic.
It's just a nootropic.
It's definitely mushrooms, bro.
It's not mushrooms, this is Lion's Mane. I don't take mushrooms all the time, guys.
Okay, well if it is, then just eat. Take that whole thing.
Shut the fuck up right now. I have to. It's the right amount. I need the right amount.
It's a. What's it called? Omni brain or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what that is. You should be like Joe Rogan.
No, this is not that. This is Lion's Mane, 100%.
Nah, you're that Joe Rogan shit.
What is it called? I forget what it's called.
It's like Omni Brain or some shit, right? Or something.
Alpha Brain.
Alpha Brain, yeah.
That's what it is.
He knows. He knows. That's what he's.
I just know so much random shit.
Are we live? All right, welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Raw Talk. I have the one and only Tfue Turner. I just want to start it off by saying I'm impressed by this house, man. I'm genuinely impressed. And at 24 years old, you're doing big things. So congratulations.
I'm doing all right. I mean, you saw my old house. It was bigger. I downsized.
So. Still impressive, though. Still impressive. So first and foremost, how long have you been doing all this stuff? I know there's your audience who sees you. They've known you for a while. You've been streaming for what seems to be a long time. You've had some ups and downs. How long have you actually been doing it?
Actually, I think yesterday or the day before was like my seven-year partnered on Twitch.
Yeah. So. Do you still like it just as much as when you started it?
I'm getting a little bit tired of it here and there. But, I mean, that's what's expected after streaming for like 8-9 years.
Yeah. You know? Do you ever find yourself being like you want to do something completely different that's not streaming, like something completely different on the internet or just in life in general?
I mean, I've been doing internet stuff for a long time too. Like me and my brother, obviously, been filming YouTube videos since I was 12.
Yeah.
Or actually, since I was 8, since he was like 12. But I don't know. I've been social media for so long that I'm almost ready to take a break. Low key. Yeah.
Would you do something else? Like if you took a break. And you're like, you came back to me and you're like, yo, this isn't for me. Like, would you do something else? Or like when I say outs and I say do something else, I don't mean stop playing video games, stop streaming.
Yeah.
I mean like something else completely on the internet.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
Yeah.
I do like streaming, you know, I've done it all and I do like streaming a lot.
What would you say you like the most out of like all the kind of content that you've made over the years? Like, what'd you have the most fun doing?
Probably gaming.
Yeah. And you're so good at it. Because I would say, so I came here once with Steve, not this house, the other house, mm-hmm. and he filmed a video. He was drinking, I think it was Coronas. And we had just eaten like Chipotle. We came back and like he's drinking these Coronas every time you get like a kill or something. And I remember watching you play in person. And obviously, like I've seen you stream, I've seen you like play video games on the internet and people have seen it. But I've never seen you, someone play in person like that good. And watching you play is like, it's like weird to me. Because I play video games my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, since I was a kid, I was, like, the biggest nerd. Like, before streaming was a thing.
Yeah.
And I would play so many video games so much. And it's like, yeah, you run into people who are really good, and then you see people who, like yourself, you were playing Warzone at the time.
Warzone, yeah.
And, like, I'm just, like, blown away by number one, watching you play, and like as you're playing, you're being like, okay, I know that I'm gonna get this kill even before you get it. And like, I just can't relate to that anymore. I used to relate to that when I was younger, when I played like endless hours. But like, what does it take to be that good? Like, what does it take to actually be that good? And do you think certain people just have it?
Yeah, I do. I do kind of. I feel like you just either have it or you don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
But regardless, you still have to put the time in.
Bring the mic a little closer. Otherwise, everyone's going to be pissed at me.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. They're mad at me all the time anyways.
No, I mean, yeah, you either have it or you don't, but you do still have to put like the work in, you know?
Have you had times?
If you have it, you still have to excel at it, you know?
Yeah. Have you had times where you were like, damn, I'm not as good as I was?
I mean, playing Fortnite probably.
Yeah. Because was Fortnite.
I stopped playing for like 2 years.
Was Fortnite the thing that blew you up?
Yeah. Like, blew me up. I mean, I had like a following before Fortnite. Like, people within the Destiny community knew me. But when Fortnite blew up, it was like, that was obviously.
You were good at Destiny? I feel like I'd smoke you at Destiny.
No.
Like,
it wouldn't even be close.
Like, I'm good. I was good at that game.
Which one? Destiny 1?
Yeah. Destiny 2 is, okay, first and foremost, was trash. They just reskinned everything. Yeah. They ruined that game.
I mean, it's still thriving a little bit.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Like, currently?
Yeah.
So
people still play every day.
But what games do you play, Melcy? This dog is so cute. Fuck the fact that she put her paw on you right now. What do you play mostly now?
I was playing, I mean, I stopped playing Fortnite like a few years ago. I started playing Warzone. I played Warzone for like 6 months a year. Then I started playing Minecraft for like 6 months. And then I recently played Apex for like 6 months. And now I'm playing like a little bit of Fortnite because they added the no building.
Yeah.
So, you know, I won a tournament yesterday with like all the best players in the game.
No building.
No building.
Yeah, I was going to say that's how I always played Fortnite. Like, I just.
Yeah, but you didn't build when there was builds.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't build because I just hated that
now
shit.
Now you're up, bro.
I feel like if I played now, I could probably be the best Fortnite player ever. Because I was so good when they were building, I was still getting dubs. But I had people on my team who were good, and they were good at building.
You got to run it back.
I should. I think I'm just become a full-time streamer, man. Fuck working out. Fuck fitness. It. Fuck vlogging.
Why don't you stream that?
Because I'm, you know, to be honest.
I get that a lot.
Why don't I stream?
I get that a lot.
Why don't I stream that game?
Yeah. No, it's like gym streams.
Oh, man. It's kind of like the question I asked you earlier. When you've done something for so long, you want to do other things. You want to like evolve and change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so curious, because like about you, you're 24 years old, super successful. Obviously, you've had really highs, not like crazy lows or anything, but like how long do you see yourself doing this like realistically?
I don't know. For me personally, I can only speak on my behalf. Is like whether it's like, because I kind of like adapted streaming as like a job, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
But like for me, I pick up hobbies and I have like maximum like 2 to 3 years before I get burnt out of it.
Yeah.
Whether it's like surfing or skimming or skateboarding or whatever, a game, you know.
Yeah.
But like for me, like it's like 2 or 3 years and then I get bored.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way with shit?
For sure. For sure. I mean, the gym stuff never really bored me. It just, like you said, you do something for so long, mm-hmm. you just kind of want to start switching it up. I mean, dude, I'm about to be 33 years old next month. And like, man, I've been doing gym shit on YouTube for the last 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Like, and on Instagram.
Compared to like the first 2 years.
It's different now. It's different now. Different, it's not that I don't love it. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's not that it's not something that like I'll do for the rest of my life. It's just my relationship to it has changed, because I know over the years, a part of it became like, okay, like, I have to make this content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was right around the time that I opened my gym about 5-6 years ago now, that I was like, it's so funny trying to position this. So by the way, we got this mobile setup and it's like a little, you know, it's a little wonky because I didn't know the set that we're going to. We're just kind of winging it. So just bear with us.
Yeah.
But no, so when I opened my gym about 6 years ago, that was like kind of towards the peak of maybe the content that I was making in relationship to fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened my gym, I'd say the first 2 years of that gym being open, I spent so much time meeting people, because like I'd be at the gym and people would come talk to me.
Yeah.
But like I literally almost stopped working out. Like I was still working out, but it was like, you know, you have someone come up and they'd say what up, and then two other people would see that and they'd be like, oh, I would say what up to. And it's like, I would do that every day and be like, dude, my workouts kind of went to shit. So it's like, I lost a little bit of sight of.
Yeah, I don't know how you can work out in your gym without getting distracted.
Well, now I have to be like, people will come up and I say, hey, when I'm done. And a lot of people don't like that. Like a lot of people are like, that. Like, I swear to God, like, yeah, really? I'll tell you a story right now. I was in my gym training someone. Someone paid me to train them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm training this person. Some family comes, I think, from like Mexico or something. And they're like all sitting at the front and they see me and they're like trying to weigh me down. I'm like, oh, I'm like just training this guy. And they stay there for a while. They keep waving me down. And then I could tell they're frustrated. They leave. Yeah. I get a message from a girl who was there.
Yeah.
She was like trying to weigh me down. She's like, you're such a piece of shit. My brother came from out of the country to see you. And I was like, what? It's like, it's not like I set up an appointment.
Yeah.
You know, I was just there doing whatever the fuck I'm doing. So I don't know. It's just, I get a weird relationship to it because I just had to start drawing a line where I'm like, okay, if I'm doing this, do it when I'm done. You know, like it'd be like if you were streaming in like a open streaming spot where everyone could come find you. Like if you open your own streaming place, and then people knew you were there every day streaming. They were showing up trying to say what up. It's like, yo, I got a stream though. Yeah. I remember having this conversation with a guy. I'd be like, yo, if I didn't do this working out thing, you wouldn't give a fuck about what I was doing. So like, I still need to do this. But it's just, I just had to draw the boundaries, draw the lines, which is something that has been challenging for me like a little bit in my whole life.
Really. Yeah. I mean, I've had my fair share of strange encounters and I've definitely like kind of straight up told people to fuck off before.
Yeah.
Like there was one time where I was like not streaming, not doing anything, like leaving my house, and there's just like a car weighs me down like literally on my street, and they're like, hey, like my friend in the car. I'm like, please don't show up to my house. Like,
no, we pulled up and you were like, we were filming and you were right away, you're like, I could tell your brain was like, wait a sec, you're like, don't dox me, motherfucker.
No.
I get it. Has that happened to you before? Has anyone ever like pulled up on you?
That's why I moved. That's
why you straight up moved.
Yeah, I had to.
Oh shit. So what happened? Someone came to your house?
No, yeah, well, I mean, once they have your address, you're pretty much fucked, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting like pizzas to my house every day, SWAT teams at my door every day, like for like weeks.
I don't understand the point of that. Like, what is someone just to bug you?
I don't fucking know, dude.
It's weird because it's like you think they'd be
psychotic.
It'd be like a fan. Psychotic. It'd be like a fan. Like, why would a fan want to fucking fuck your life up?
I don't know.
That's such a weird thing. Have you ever had any other circumstance, any other thing like in person that was weird with someone besides that guy waiting in his car?
I don't know. I mean, I've had some weird encounters. Getting swatted definitely sucked.
But you've been swatted multiple times, you said.
Yeah. My dad's been swatted a bunch.
Is that the house that I went to? I'm assuming.
One of them.
I mean, so when you're swatted is like, they're calling, they're saying like something's happening. That's like
not true.
Yeah. And then the police pull up and they're like, they're with guns drawn because they think something bad is happening inside the house, and they pull up on you.
Yeah. Usually it's like, you know, someone's getting stabbed and someone's being held hostage, or like I killed my mom and she's bleeding out on the floor.
Which is like, yo, whoever's doing this is like, you guys are twisted.
They are.
You guys are fucking twisted.
Because like, I'll talk to the cops like afterwards, and everyone's cool. Like I've had like the whole fucking PD in my driveway, you know.
And you're like,
and like they'll tell me like what the shit's called for, and it's just always some crazy shit.
It's like, who the fuck are these people, man?
Yeah, and sometimes it'll be like girls calling too.
Calling to report you for shit?
Yeah.
What girls are you making mad? You making girls mad?
I don't know. It could be like a voice changer or someone's paying them or something.
What have you been doing, bro?
What are you doing
on the weekends?
They're like, yo, little sis, come in the room real quick and say this shit.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so crazy. Okay, that's fine. We'll skip. It doesn't matter. So then, who do you want to fight? No, who do you want to fight from Fade? Would you ever fight any influencers? Because I know you talked about fighting like Ninja, and I think he didn't want to.
I don't know. Like, if he would have said yes, I would have been down. Like, I know, like I probably would have beat him up or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just like such a good rivalry that had lasted so long that like.
Yeah.
I feel like people would have loved to see it.
Yeah.
Even if I was in his shoes and like I think I was gonna get beat up, I don't know, like I feel like I would still do it just because like the rivalry's there.
Yeah. The bag would have been huge too.
Yeah, at the time.
Would have been.
I feel
insane.
Like it was like almost too late when I tried to do it.
Yeah. He was never about it, never wanted to do it. Like at all.
No.
Were there any other streamers that you could fuck? What about Mercs?
I don't know. Possibly.
How tall is that guy?
He's a couple inches shorter than me, but he's got probably 20 pounds on me.
Yeah, he's heavier. He looks heavier.
He's thicker than me, yeah.
Do you think you can fuck him up?
Right now, probably not. I don't know. My endurance is ass.
Yeah.
Cardio.
You've been training for a minute, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
You said you stopped recently?
Kinda. Like, I feel like when I first started working out, I really enjoyed it a lot, and I would go, like, fucking 6-7 times a week, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of like the hours I have to do streaming and working out, I found I had like no time left to do anything.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, the streaming thing definitely, man. I mean, you're like, how many hours are you actually streaming a day? Like when you, cause you said today you're like taking a day
minimum
off.
Six.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
What is the money like on Twitch? Can you share that? Like, what is it actually like? Cause I'm genuinely curious. Cause like I'll stream, but like I don't stream at your level. I don't have the subs. I'm not doing it as often, every day for 6 to whatever 8 hours. Is it good money? I mean, obviously you got an amazing, beautiful house.
It's pretty good.
It's good. Good at 24 years old for sure.
Yeah.
Is there ways to find this? Could I find this information somewhere?
You could find like an ad or my like.
Because you know how you could check on YouTube, you can see like a YouTuber's.
You can't check like people's like contracts. That shit's not public.
Of course not.
But
I mean,
you
could
check
Twitch.
like somebody hacked Twitch and they like leaked like the earnings, and it's kind of like a meme in the community because they call me like number 4 or something because I was like the top 4 earning.
You were top 4?
For like, yeah. For like subs and ads throughout like whatever.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what the numbers were, but
yeah.
People were fucking with me coming into my chat. Yo, number 4. Yo, number 4. Hey, millionaire.
It's like, yeah, I mean, they gotta assume that you are at that point. I mean,
yeah,
based on how much you like the fact that you play video games all day long and you have all these people in your thing. So how at your peak on Twitch, like how many average people would you get in a stream?
Depends.
Yeah. Did you think that you'd be this successful, like when you first started? Because like a lot of kids will watch it like this, so they'll probably be fans of you. And they were probably like, damn, I wonder how did he do it? I'm really good at video games.
Yeah.
How do I get to that level? Like, how did you do it? And did you think you were going to be able to be here?
Well, I mean, when I first started Twitch, it was a lot different, a lot smaller. Like the top streamers would have like a few thousand viewers, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like there's guys with like tens of thousands, even 100,000 viewers, you know?
Do you think it's just the platform got bigger?
The platform got a lot bigger. I think Twitch did peak though when Fortnite peaked.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just from what I saw.
I don't know. It could be like another 10 years before some sort of like gaming breakout like that happens again.
Yeah, because that was crazy. I mean, that was that like battle royale style thing changed gaming completely. Not only just gaming, but it changed the whole like digital download and like the way video game companies made money.
Yeah.
Because they came in and it was like, prior to that, like you bought a video game and then maybe some expansions and stuff like that. Now it's like games are free and everything is like pay to play these like little, you know, skins and characters. Mm-hmm. And that shit changed the world, dude.
Yeah.
Like specifically the gaming world. So mm-hmm. when you started, because that wasn't when you started, there wasn't existing, right? Where was your mindset on like what you were going to do like in that community when you're starting like how did you get to video games to know that you're like, oh, I could do this and be successful at it?
I don't know. I've been gaming since I was a kid. I mean, the first game I ever played was like Star Fox on Nintendo 64.
So lit. Oh my
shit
God.
Was fire.
Fuck. That's so fire. Lit.
But I don't know. Like I started making, I mean, I've made YouTube videos with my brother and I was familiar with like editing, filmmaking, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to play COD. I had a capture card when I was a kid, posted some stupid videos. And then like, it was kind of like trial and error, you know, I had different channels that.
There had to be a turning point though. Like where were you like?
Destiny probably.
Destiny.
When I started speedrunning, I was like breaking records. And I was kind of like, I had the mindset like going into Destiny where like, I don't really care to be funny or whatever. I just want to make like content that people just watch because it's so like good, you know?
Because you're so good at it.
Yeah.
Like getting done like what the trials and stuff mm-hmm. like that in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, like completing 6-man raids by myself as fast as I can, you know.
Like what difficulty?
Like the hardest, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
How the fuck were you doing that?
I don't know.
Do you have that on camera? Yeah, is that on video?
That's all on my YouTube channel.
Damn.
If you go to my YouTube channel and go like oldest to newest.
Yeah.
That's all Destiny.
So Destiny is the first thing you started getting traction on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How did you make the move? Like, then how was this all on? So it was YouTube, and then you started Twitch.
Yeah.
So, cause how did you make the blow up on Twitch? Was it just cause your YouTube was so successful?
No, that did help a little bit, but I kind of blew up on Twitch first. It was like both. Yeah. Like I actually started the Tfue YouTube and Twitch at the same time, cause I knew that this is like my brand and like I need to have like the usernames and stuff.
How'd you know that you needed to have like a brand? Because this is the thing, like this is
because I've already been in that space.
Okay.
I like my whole journey, I've already been where I need to be before everyone else was.
I see what you're saying.
Like I don't know, like I've been doing YouTube probably longer than anyone you've met.
Well, not FoosyTube.
Probably.
No way. That motherfucker's been doing YouTube since that bitch started.
Bro, honestly, it was my dad too. Like he's like crazy. Like he's a psycho motherfucker. Like he's crazy.
Oh yeah, he's hilarious.
He's a nutcase.
So but like, funny.
When YouTube like was first starting, like this is like way before like anyone even knew what this shit was. He was like, check out this thing. I'm posting videos on it. Like, da-da-da. I'm like 6. You know, I'm 7. And then he's like showing me like this thing called Justin TV. He's like, yeah, like people are streaming like sports
Holy
games.
Holy fuck,
and stuff
I
like
remember
that. And that Justin TV is what Twitch is now, you know.
Yeah.
So he kind of got us onto like shit early.
So your dad.
Yeah.
That's so.
When I was like a little kid, he was like buying domain names and shit.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Guy was ahead of his fucking time.
Yeah, he was a little bit. Yeah.
Wow. What does he do now? Does he still just like?
He drinks.
Yeah, I know. No, I know bars. That. I know that.
He drinks. No, he just chills.
Do you support him or does he?
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty much chilling.
Yeah. What what's your relationship like with your brother now? Does he still make content? He still makes YouTube videos and shit?
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing it for so long. I think he's like kind of getting burnt out a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, how he's been doing it what longer than you? How many more years?
No, we started, I guess, at the same time. I mean, it's been probably like, I don't know, like 16 years.
Fuck.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah, that's when we started his channel.
What kind of stuff did you start out with? Like just kind of crazy shit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, our first video was like just random bullshit. But he kind of picked, like how I picked up with Destiny, he picked up with like pranks.
Yeah.
That we did.
I'm just trying to figure out like how you navigated the whole thing. I'm trying to figure out like your process and like what, and essentially I just want to understand like what you learned. Cause the kids watching your fans are like, I want to be like fucking Tfue. I want to be like Turner. Like what do you think the number one thing you've learned throughout this whole process of like being on the internet, being a Twitch streamer, being successful at it, you know, like what do you think, like what advice would you give someone who wants to do it?
I mean, I get that question a lot, but I think it's like, you just gotta be, it's not like, this is going to sound really fucked up. Right. But like, it's not like the dedication and time you put into it. It's like where to be and when to be there. You know, it's the time and place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my time and place for Fortnite was like immaculate. Cause I had already been playing BRs that weren't that popular for like 2 years professionally, you know,
battle royales that weren't that popular. Yeah.
So when Fortnite came around, it was like, I was already like,
I'm in this
60 steps ahead.
Yeah.
I was just in the right time, in the right place.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real thing. I get asked a question a lot too about like, how, you know, whatever on fitness stuff or filming content. It's like the same thing is, yeah, like it's very easy to see what people do and it's very easy to be like, oh, I can just do what they do and have the success that they have. But it almost doesn't really work that way.
It doesn't. Yeah.
It's like not really at all. You're so right about the time and place.
Yeah.
It's fucking... But do you think if someone...
But I feel like people kind of need to hear it, though.
Yeah.
Because you don't want somebody to be like, yo, you can, you know.
So you don't think... So if I was like, yo, could anyone do this? If they were just an amazing video gamer, you don't think anyone could do it? Does it also depends on the time?
Yeah, I mean, there is people that pick it up and do it, you know? But it's not the extent to where, like, you know, Ninja was at playing Fortnite, or, you know.
Yeah, because it's like, who's going to recreate the time when he got to play with, like, Travis Scott?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
It's like, you can't recreate those moments.
No, you can't.
Because that was the, I remember that was the biggest thing in his career. And that was the thing that, like, I don't know for how long he was, like, the most talked about streamer. Like, I was on ESPN Magazine or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, how come they didn't get you on ESPN Magazine? Right? We got to fucking
Because they had
show.
Him, bro.
Because they had him.
I'm like the dark horse. And
you kind of are.
Yeah.
You're like the wild one.
Yeah.
It's dope, bro.
Even I was at Epcot the other day, and like one of my like my manager type friend was like, yeah, Disney hit me up and like asked like if Tim and like Ninja could like come back for this like event or whatever. And he told him, he's like, well, I have good connections with Tfue if you want him. And they're like, nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Is it because
Disney, man? I like curse a lot, and I drink, and you know.
It's, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly, but I mean, if that's on their brand, right?
It is, but it's like Disney.
Do you see yourself changing or evolving into like more family friendly type shit or no?
No.
No, fuck that.
I never really gave a fuck about what I say. And
it'd be kind of like selling out.
As long as I'm not like, you know, like just hurting people's feelings, you know, on purpose or
something. Yeah, of course not. I don't think you're doing that.
No.
I think you're just more like, this is myself, and you're not really like cutting corners and being like, oh, let me not say this, let me not do this.
Yeah.
But like, those motherfuckers get bags.
They do, yeah.
But it's almost just like not worth it, huh?
It depends how big the bag is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. Oh my god, dude, I love it. So with Twitch, what do you think the hardest part about it is? To be consistent, how is it hard? Because like I'm not even trying to compare myself.
The hardest part is finding like a niche, you know?
Yeah. What do you think about IRL stuff? Because I was thinking about just doing that. Look at me trying to get these answers for myself.
It's hard, bro. It's really hard. The IRL shit is exhausting, first of all. When I do it, it's like, I'm like 4 hours in. I'm like, bro, I'm gonna need to turn this shit off.
So you go out.
But it's hard to grow in that category, because there's so many people in that just chatting.
Yeah.
So it's hard. And like, I don't know. It's never been as successful as like people just sitting gaming for some reason.
Yeah. So you think gaming is the easiest one to go in? If I was like, yo, I want to be a gamer, I want to be a Twitch streamer.
It depends on the game. The bigger the game, the harder it is to grow.
Oh, the more users on the game.
Yeah.
The more people play.
Or
the more
people stream it, the harder it is.
Oh, the more people who stream it. Okay.
Yeah.
What games do you have the most fun playing right now?
I like the Fortnite No Building, surprisingly. And then I like Apex Legends.
I love Apex, bro.
Yeah.
That was one of the games that I'm actually like, I think I'd fuck you up in. Like, seriously, when I think about it,
there's just no way.
You don't think there's any game I could beat you in? Like Tetris or something.
There's probably Tetris? Some games you could beat me in for sure.
Apex Legends, bro.
There's no shot.
Come on.
There's no way.
Come on, bro.
There's no way.
Who's your main? Who do you main?
I main a lot of people.
Yeah.
Horizon, Octane.
What's your loadout? What's your
Gibby.
What's your loadout? Main loadout. What do you use?
The meta changes a lot.
Yeah. You always use the meta?
Yeah. Because
you're a cheese ball. That's why. Cheese.
I like meta. The flatline, but they put it in the crafter. So it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I like the shotguns a lot. With shotgun main. PK Mastiff.
Yeah. Shotguns. Are you actually good though? I love talking shit to you.
I've only been playing for 6 months, so how good could I be?
Dude, so okay. How does this work with this like tournaments and shit? You say you win money and all this stuff. Like, how do you even get? How come I'm not getting into these tournaments? I have to be a certain level of good.
No, you have to be, it's more of like a, you have to be a certain level of known, I guess.
To get into the tournament.
If you're a big streamer and you fucking suck, they're gonna invite you to the tournament regardless.
Just so it's just being known, then you get a pass to come in.
Pretty much.
And how often do you beat all these other streamers at these games? Like Fortnite, for example. Like No Build Fortnite, you said you won something recently.
I won the last two tournaments they've done.
And you just win like a bag?
Yeah.
And it's from Fortnite. The bag is from Fortnite.
Twitch and Fortnite, yeah.
It's still Epic? Is Epic still the...
Yeah.
So it's Twitch and Epic paying you, like, they're sending you a check.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy. You know,
I gave away my earnings, but...
Where do you give it to?
My teammates.
Really? You don't even keep that shit? You don't even care?
I don't care. They need it more than me.
So the people who helped you win, you just get, you're just like split it between them? Yeah. Do you base it on who gets more kills?
Well, like... I was playing with Cloaksy and Scoped like a few weeks back.
But
and
they got bags too, though. No,
Scope not as much as Cloaksy. You know, I know he's you know he's got his little McLaren 720S. So. Yeah. I was like, I ain't giving you my fucking bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know they got bags.
But Scoped, he's like, yeah, I got to go back to school. I'm like, yo, take my shit, dog.
That's crazy, though. That's cool.
I mean, he's doing fine, too, but I'm just saying he could use it more than me.
You know what makes me mad about this video game shit?
What?
You know when you talk about the time and the place? Yeah. I missed the wave, man. When I was, like, the best at video games, this shit didn't exist.
You just
makes me
it.
Sad. But it's funny. It's exactly what you said, like, yeah. Time and place. So do you what do you think the next thing is? Do you have any forecasts? You know any games that are coming or any things that are happening that like the next thing might be? Because this battle royale shit's been what? How many years has it been like the only thing?
Like, it's been like I mean I've been playing them for like 5 years.
Yeah, it's been like five.
And it has. I mean, it's still going. I don't think it's gonna leave.
No, I think it's always gonna be a genre.
Yeah, it's always gonna be a genre. It's like fucking League of Legends at this point, you know?
Yeah,
it's like Valorant, CS:GO, you know.
I feel like it's going to just keep growing. Like, and also, did you play the new Halo? I feel like Halo could have done a version of this, and they missed on it completely.
I played the new Halo. I hated it. It was absolutely dog shit. And yeah. That's coming from a kid that played Halo growing up.
Me too.
It was so
bad. I don't know why they did that, man. They had so much potential with that game.
Yeah.
That one actually made me sad because I was like, oh, I'll stream once a week if this shit's fire.
I mean, dude, I've seen so many people just, like, destroy their games, you know? Like, there was this game, Super People. That was a BR. That was really fun. And they just literally shot themselves in the foot. I couldn't play the game because I was getting in like bot lobbies with like no people in them.
Like no real people.
Yeah.
Where do you, based on that question or based on what you said, what do you think is like Fortnite's biggest fuck up? Cause I know at some point, remember like at what point, like what season were you like, oh, this shit. Cause I remember seeing it and it was like, the airplanes was
I think their biggest fuck up was maybe be like the creative, maybe.
The creative in the sense of what?
In the sense that like they made it to where you could get really, really, really good really fast. So like the more time you had in your hands, like a lot better you would get.
What do you mean? Like
you could like go into creative and you could do like building courses, edit courses, shooting. Like all these different types of scenarios.
Oh, when they added creative.
Yeah, I think the creative like part where like they were actually making like creative stuff is cool, but the whole like excel like your mechanical abilities kind of like
because you could just no life it. Yeah, and then you think everyone just got like you think just made it better
because you know say you're working out and you're doing your you know podcast or whatever, you're doing your shit. You know, you get on Fortnite for 2 hours every night. And then you got a motherfucker like me who's playing like 12 hours a day, sitting in creative, practicing all the shit. When you get in my game, it's
you're gonna sauce fucked. Me for sure.
Yeah, because the gap got just too large.
So that's what. And then they released that like that bot type shit to almost counteract that, right?
What do you mean?
Where you get in lobbies with like fucking? It seems
yeah,
like
they
bots.
They have that. That's actually been like a thing in battle royales for like a while. Is like if. You know, if the game registers you as like a really bad player, they'll sprinkle in like a few not real players in your game.
Damn.
To make you feel like
that's why. Oh,
to make you
so
feel
that's
like
so
good.
I'm just bad.
No, I have bots in my games too.
Oh, okay.
It's not just
that doesn't
you.
Make me feel as bad then. I felt really bad for a second.
I mean, you're not gonna get bots if you play like some sort of like competitive or ranked.
Of course, that's all mode. Just people.
But if you're just casual, they'll be in there.
It's just embarrassing when I run into them and they just stare at me. And I'm just like, fuck, it's a bot. Such a and I kill them and I still feel good about it.
Oh, yeah, you still feel
loser.
Good.
Such
a little
fucking
bit.
Loser, man. You have a good question? What's up?
You know how kids or adults think that playing video games is stupid?
Yeah.
What has video games taught you like, throughout your life?
That's a good question. Yeah, because like adults do think like that. Oh, fuck it. Because I remember when I was young, they were like, video games will ruin your life and all this shit. Yeah. Now it's like, dude, you're 24 years old. You're probably a multimillionaire and you could play video games for a living.
I mean.
So what would you say to the parents who tell the kids, don't play video games, which I think is fucking insane at this point.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I think there's you just have to draw a line. Like if I was a parent, I'd be like, you know, if they were playing video games, I mean, it's kind of hard to put myself in that situation because I've been playing video games like as a job and shit. So I could be like, you know, I could look over my kid's shoulder and be like, damn, this kid sucks.
Yeah, you gotta
like, this is a hobby. Like you're like, ass. Like you gotta get funny or something, you know? Like
yeah. That's so funny.
But like
but from like let's say a regular parent who's not like a fucking well versed.
They're not gonna know though. They don't know.
I know. That's so tricky.
So it's hard. They're in like a difficult spot because they don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
We do.
Of course.
They don't fucking know. Damn. I never even went to school.
I feel like it sucks. Is like if you're a kid, you just. I remember telling my mom I'm gonna do fitness stuff. This is when I was little.
Yeah.
She was like, "Oh yeah, yeah. Me and your dad used to work out too." And I was like, "No, I'm gonna do this for the rest of my life. Like for real, it's gonna be my life. I'm gonna build my life around this." She was like, "Okay." Like, she didn't believe. Not that she doesn't believe in me now. She doesn't see what's happened now. She's, you know, I'm grateful for that. But I remember that first initial response was like, "Yeah, yeah. We used to work out too." That was her like way of saying like, "I don't know how serious this is gonna be for the rest of your life." Did you ever have that kind of like sense from your dad or anything? Or was it always just like, I believe in whatever the fuck you believe in? Because your dad sounded like a very open-minded dude.
I mean, to be honest, I started making money gaming when I was like 16. So I feel like that's kind of like young, you know? If it was any later, they probably would have been like, yo, like.
Get a real job, you fuck. Yeah.
But no, I started making decent money when I was like 16, 17.
How do you think you figured it out so
soon? But they also, like, my brother had already had like success before, you know?
So there was a template. They kind of like,
they were kind of like, oh, it's kind of working for him. So like they had a little bit more faith than me.
What do you think? How do you think you figured it out so soon? Because of your family and your surroundings?
Cause like
to do it at that young of an age is like, and to see any sort of success is like impressive. Even the time and place.
I don't know. I just like gaming, dude.
It's crazy though. It's become like your whole life.
Pretty much, yeah.
And still everyday thing. It trips me out, man. That's why I asked you earlier, like how fucking long can you do that shit for?
I don't know. I need a vacation about now probably.
Yeah. Where would you go? Where's the ideal vacation spot?
I don't know. I'd probably go fish in the Bahamas. Like fishing.
Bring a fucking mobile set.
I could, yeah. I have a backpack.
Mobile streaming?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just one backpack.
Just never stop working. Are you, like, addicted to work? You must be, because, like, if you stream 7 hours...
Yeah, yeah.
You're fully addicted.
Well, I gotta fully get this shit done.
Where does that come from, though? I feel like everyone I talk to who's, like, super successful has that, like, crazy personality that it's like, I have to do this feeling of, like, I have to do this. Because I have that feeling.
I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea. Some people do have it and some people don't.
Do you think you have it?
Apparently I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gone on vacation in like 2 years.
I don't think I've gone on vacation in like 10.
Yeah.
I think all my vacation has been work.
You're fucking in Miami on vacation.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not. But I'm like still filming podcasts, still working, still making content. True. I have a problem. I have a genuine problem with like taking a break. I feel like if I take a break, I'm going to just lose it all.
Yeah, that's what people say.
That's what it feels like. Do you ever feel like that?
No.
No. You like just gonna come back?
Me, I don't really care. Like, I'm at the point where, like, if I fucking completely fall off, I wouldn't even care.
Really?
Yeah.
Just be like, fuck it?
Yeah, I wouldn't even care. I've already done, like, so much and put so much time into it that, like, I don't really care.
You don't worry about financially?
No.
No?
No.
You made some good investments or what?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking a lot of real estate, dude.
Really? In Florida?
Yeah, but like, dude, yeah, I can never work ever again. Like, I could just be like, dude, fuck streaming, like, fuck my fans, like, fuck all this, and just dip.
And so why don't you do it? Why don't you say that?
Because I still like it right now.
Yeah.
I still enjoy it.
I wonder how long it lasts. Oh, seriously, genuinely. Because I know that I've been so many, because I've had points where I was like, fuck this, I don't want to do this at all anymore.
Yeah.
And then I get back and I'm like, wait, no, I really love this. Like, I, it seems to like kind of come in waves, those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out in your brain, like what makes sense for you to keep going? Like how you keep rationalizing it. If you could say, fuck it. Like, why do you rationalize keep going? Just for more money?
I mean, I guess, I mean, I already have enough fucking money probably.
Yeah.
So I just still enjoy it as of right now.
Yeah. God, I want to get that fight against Ninja, man, so bad. I just want to, just not even on the internet, just for
fun.
Yeah,
a bunch of people have tried to like box me.
Just like a bunch of people have?
Oh yeah.
Who else? Like who not?
I don't remember. Well, fucking, first of all, Keemstar's been fucking up my ass.
Keemstar's trying to box you?
No, he's trying to get me to box a bunch of people. Oh, but wait. I don't know if it's worth it for me.
I mean, you don't need to.
I don't need to. It just seems like a lot of like time I gotta take off, and I don't think it's really worth it.
You gotta get back to training. Which
I gotta fucking train.
Which, by the way, we got a question for you.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna find out right now. Have you ever taken steroids?
No.
No, never?
Never.
Damn. People were really sus on you about a year ago.
I would, but I wouldn't take like a lot.
Yeah. People have been sus on. They're like, yo, this transformation, you know? He got shredded as fuck. Yeah, he's probably still fucking shredded.
I'm still pretty decently shredded, I guess.
Like, did you just get like worked out and you were consistent and just fucking went crazy?
Yeah, it was mainly my diet.
No, so all diet. What supplements did you take?
Just fucking creatine, honestly.
Creatine, and classic. Protein. That's a classic answer.
That is.
Sounds like he's talking.
It does help. Anymore. I mean, it's not.
Oh,
like,
it totally helps.
It's not like fucking steroids, but
no. But it's actually really common. People relate those two as if they're the same. Sometimes, like it's so bad. Should I take creatine? I'm like,
I always
just take.
I always see like fucking TikToks and shit. Like, yo, are you on steroids? Like, no, I'm on creatine.
Dude,
it's like,
you know,
fuck. Why do I have to give that answer out?
You know what's really popular on the internet right now? That's like. Everyone, all these kids are being like, it's not steroids,
yeah,
but they're all taking it.
Mm-hmm.
SARMs, have you heard about
I've
that?
Never taken those either.
You never taken those,
but I know what they are. It's like, isn't like SARMs, like, isn't that all oral though? Does it like fuck your liver up?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, they're orals, it's not injectable.
And then people are taking like fucking turkestrone shit.
Turkestrone, yeah.
Yeah, turkestrone.
But that's not a SARM, that's just like a plant extract,
yeah.
But SARMs are like. It's like back in the day when I was, it's funny, literally like the same age that these kids now would be like, oh,
yeah,
don't take steroids, they're bad. I take SARMs, it's different. When I was that age, the thing just like that, it was, don't take steroids, they're bad. Take pro-hormones, it's different. It's the same exact thing. It's like just a different version, like a different derivative of, they're trying to make a, basically like a designer drug so that, you know, if someone's taking the actual steroid, you're going to get popped on like a test if you're like, you know, in some sort of athletic event.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what these like selective androgen receptor modulators, like basically just to like, basically make you be like, this is a drug, but not exactly the same.
Mm.
But yeah, all these kids are taking them. And I just find it crazy because like younger kids are taking
them. 15 years old.
Because they're seeing this shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
And another thing, which is really crazy, that's talked about a lot on TikTok is the craziest of all steroid trend. Like,
yeah.
People talk about trend all the time, and they talk about SARMs. And I'm like, why the fuck is this?
Aren't those like the two like worst steroids?
Well, trend is like the, yeah, it's like,
it's like the most intense,
as,
right?
Yeah, steroids on steroids. It's like the highest level, right?
Have you taken it?
Have I taken trend?
Yeah.
Taken it once. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and I was like, this is crazy. I can't do it.
It made you feel crazy.
It was too much. But it's just like, my thing is with these kids who are like, I don't know, they're talking about it, almost like glorifying in a sense. And then you have all these younger kids who are like, I need to take that, or I can take that. And
well, if you take steroids super young, you're pretty much fucked for the rest of your life. Your testosterone levels are going to be plummeted, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But there's things you could do to mitigate that, yeah. that effect. But at the same time, like, the problem is with the kids who don't know enough about the stuff, and they take it,
yeah.
And then they just stop it. And then they're like, my dick didn't work for 6 months or 4 months. It's like, and then finally started to work because, like, their body naturally got better, yeah. again. But it's just kind of like willy-nilly taking shit because, yeah. they see someone take it. And then, like, they don't know exactly what they're taking and how long they should take it and what they should do to, like, become, you know, mm-hmm. to get away from it, to come off of it. And they just fuck their body all up.
Yeah.
So the real question is, what steroids are you taking?
Which ones are you giving me?
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I found a bag in your bathroom, dude.
You did?
Yeah.
What was
that? I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. Oh, it was got you. He's like, God damn it. He got me.
I saw some tests in my bathroom, bro.
I saw some tests in there.
Yeah,
some test sip.
What test? What
sip?
What does that mean?
Test sipionate. Just to type ester.
Sipionate.
Yeah, I was testing you. Yeah, this is good. Yeah. This is good. This is good. You're passing the
I
test.
I don't know what different types of testosterone there are.
You've never heard of Anavar?
I have heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some oxandrolone in there.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, he's good. He's passing these tests. Oxandrolone is Anavar.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. No, it's good. See, it's like it sounds like you actually, you're telling the truth. This is all a test, dude.
I see what you did there.
No, but you
this
did good.
This is all a test.
Yeah. You're good. You're smart. You're quick, dude. You're a real video gamer. It's fucking.
Just ask me another question, dude. I'm very highly knowledgeable in the terms of PEDs.
PEDs. Yeah. How'd you know that they were called those? This is it's a real sus here, dude. You might get an Addy or not again.
I think that guy Kenny KO taught me that, dude.
He did.
Yeah.
That guy. And Derek teach you about the
I have watched some of his videos a little bit.
What do you
think?
Mainly
the ones on me.
Yeah, of course. Why is it like that? Why do you think people just love talking shit?
I don't fucking know. I think people are just stupid. People are dumb as fuck.
Wow. I relate to that. I felt that.
Dude, there's especially on Twitch, especially when I'm streaming Fortnite or something. There's so many times where like I'll read something, I'll be like, there's no way this guy's serious. But then like in the back of my mind, I'm like, fuck, this guy's probably serious.
Serious as fuck. That's why he typed it.
Yeah.
He's dead serious, dude. He's dead fucking serious. It's so crazy though, man. Like how is it dealing with that kind of shit? Because like on Twitch, it feels like it's probably the most immediate feedback.
Yeah.
Right. Because YouTube, you got to go look at the comments, read them. Mm-hmm. Right. Or Instagram, same thing. Comments, DMs. You have to open yourself up to it. But Twitch, being a Twitch streamer, you have to like engage for the most part with the audience.
Yeah.
You ever get stressed out about that? Or is it just like second nature to you now?
No. I mean, bro, if my Twitch is bad, if my chat's bad, I'll just put on, you know, sub only. Or I just won't look at it if it's that bad.
Yeah. Do the subs even just give you shit?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes people say some dumb shit. But, you know, it's kind of fun to, like, if someone says some dumb shit, you know, you just roast them.
Yeah.
Be like, dude, like, what are you fucking saying right now?
You go hard on them?
Go hard on them.
When did you start drinking on your streams? You do that whirlwind thing pretty fucking good.
The whirlwind thing. I don't know. Probably since I was 21.
You're just like, fuck it.
Yeah. I don't drink that often. The only problem is like every single time I drink, I kind of document it. It's like, oh, I'm drinking. Whoo, TikTok.
So it looks like you're doing it all the time.
Yeah, I don't drink that much.
Yeah.
Like I probably haven't drank in like at least 2 days.
Yo, wait a second. Fuck,
it was a bad time. Come back in like a week and I'll probably still have enough drink.
Okay. Maybe. 2 days, dude. That was fine. I thought you were going to say 2 months.
Like, but I didn't think of it. I wasn't going to lie to you. I was like, fuck, I did drink like 2 days ago.
But what is drinking for you was like what? Like drinking? Like you getting drunk? You call that drinking or like having a drink?
I don't really get drunk.
Because you just don't drink enough? Or
yeah, I just don't really. Well, 2 days ago, I was pretty drunk.
So like a few, like you drinking beers?
Well, I went around the world at Epcot.
Oh, okay.
At Disney. Okay. So, you know, it was like an activity I had to do.
Oh, that's fun though.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to cut it off. Like I'll go out and have a few beers and
yeah. I'm not a big drinker, man. I can't.
I'm not really a big drinker either.
I don't like it at all. Like I like it. Like you always like it when you're in it, mm-hmm. and then you're like fuck. Like for me, because I'm always like my trying to be in shape in a specific type of shape. It's mm-hmm. like it's just so bad on your body, dude.
That's why you gotta drink low carb beers.
Not even just
or tequila.
Tequila. I'm not gonna lie. That's the hack. I need a tequila company. That's what I need. That's the hack. Because that's the only thing I'll really drink.
I got
drink.
A nice bottle. Someone gave me right behind you.
What's you have tequila here?
Right there.
Can you bring me that tequila? Excuse me? I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to enlist you as like a assistant or anything, but like I kind of am. Yeah, let's see this. What is this?
I'm down to take a swig of it.
Yeah, let's open this up. Let's get this. Oh, you know what just hit me?
I've never had this before.
What? Huh? What Nothing. Go ahead. Just open that what? Up.
Oh.
Yeah, the lion's
the alpha
mane.
Brain?
Yeah, the alpha brain. The lion's mane I just took. Whoa, that's nice.
My friend gave this to me.
Mandala?
I've never had this before. And I can't hold this mic while I open it.
No, you're
this.
Good. I love this bootleg setup right now. It's actually making me happy, man. How much was this house?
Like 150 grand.
You're such a fucker. You're such a fucker.
It's like
The house was 150? Yeah. Oh, cool. I'll take 10. This is amazing.
I can't tell you how much I paid for it.
I know, of course.
Then
not.
I'm doxing myself.
All right, we'll talk about it later. I'm actually really interested, though.
Because if I tell you, yo, I paid.
No, I know, because I can just figure out where it is.
Yeah, they'll be like, okay, he paid this much. Now we know.
I really want to. I would like low key want to move next door. I love Florida. I'm thinking about actually moving to Florida.
Holy shit.
What that was that a good holy shit or a bad holy shit? You got me kind of worried.
It's like really sweet.
Whoa, let me try that.
It's like smooth though. That's actually good.
Is there sugar in this?
There's definitely sugar in it.
Alcohol.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, there's definitely sugar in that. There's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of sugar in it?
Try it. It's agave. Agave is sugar. Okay, agave is straight sugar, isn't it? That's like sweet.
Holy
isn't
fuck.
It?
There's no way this is just tequila.
It is.
This might be the best tequila I ever had in my life.
Really?
Hold on a second. I'm not playing. Take a sip.
Do you guys want to try this?
No.
It's so... There's a lot of sugar.
No, there has to be
full
sugar. There
has to be a lot of sugar in that. It's so sweet.
Just take a sip. Seriously, please. Please, please. You got it. Like, it actually blew my mind how good that was.
It was smooth.
Holy shit.
Bro, there's probably a lot of sugar in that, though.
I'm going to have to go for a run after this. I've been dieting hard as fuck. Do you have any... So you stopped training. Do you have any body goals for yourself?
I don't know. I told you earlier, like, I just, like, I couldn't find myself doing, like, other shit.
Yeah.
You know? It's like streaming and working out is literally, like, full time. Like, you ain't got nothing left.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, please. This is fucking amazing. Actually, really good fucking tequila. So you're saying you have a hard time balancing, like, lifting.
Yeah, and streaming.
And streaming. Fucking, I just can't imagine the amount of hours, the streaming thing.
Well, if I stream like 6 or 7 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
I get off, go to the gym, come home, eat. That's like fucking, that takes like 3 hours probably.
Yeah.
Realistically. Because I work out for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Is there a way to do it where like you did it every other day? Like you just worked out every other day and streamed every other, or is it just like.
That's what I do. I work out like 2 or 3 times a week.
Damn.
Instead of like 6 or 7.
When were you working out like the most? Because you were in crazy
when
shit.
I first started.
Okay.
Yeah, I was working out like every day. And so I was then why eating do you... like fucking Panda Express every day.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. That's right? Like my favorite cheat food, dude. Holy shit, you gotta be wanting Panda Express so bad right now. I'm not lying.
Not every day, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you were not eating that every day.
No.
Okay, God damn, bro. That got me so excited, though. Is there one close
by? The teriyaki chicken there?
Oh, my God.
The teriyaki chicken's gas.
Bro. Oh, my God. The Beijing beef, bro. Beijing beef. I need that shit. Yo, okay, but seriously.
That's like the best fast food if you're trying to gain weight, though.
Oh, yeah, because it'll also give you fucking.
Because these motherfuckers on TikTok and shit be eating straight up McDonald's.
Yeah,
like every day.
Which is insane.
It's crazy.
McDonald's is the grossest shit to me.
Oh,
people are going to hate me for saying that, I feel like.
It's bad, though. No.
And also, fuck McDonald's.
There's no
fries.
Way someone's like going to back it up. They're like, dude, McDonald's is like the best for you type shit.
I don't know about the best for you, but some people think it's good.
I think it's pretty good.
No. McDonald's was good like fucking 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
10 years ago.
The dirtiest. Like, so when you think of fast food, you just want something like. That just tastes good. Like, you don't fucking care because it's all trash, kind of, right?
If we're talking about fast food, if I'm just eating, yes.
Bro, Checkers and Rallies is where it's at.
Checkers and Rallies?
Like Checkers? You ever been to Checkers?
No, I don't even know what the
Rallies?
Fuck that is.
You ever been to Rallies?
Never heard of it. I'm from fucking California.
That's the dirtiest fast food you
what
can
is
get.
It? Is it burgers?
Yeah, it's burgers, fucking chicken, fries.
I was going to say Jack in the Box.
I think Checkers is dirtier.
Yeah, but the jalapenos on the fucking... On that sandwich.
Jack in the Box is pretty dirty too.
It's just
but
curly fries.
Checkers
dude.
Though, dude.
What is Checkers sounds like a burger spot.
They have burgers, yeah. They have like I don't know what the fuck. I don't remember. Is it no the Baconator is Wendy's, right?
Yeah, that's Wendy's. Yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck. I used to get junior bacon cheeseburgers like it was no one's business when I was what was your first job? This is actually making me curious on your first job because I have a story. What was your first job?
I don't know. I didn't really have like a registered job or anything like that.
The fuck, you had an unregistered job? Like, what was your first job? What were you
I don't
doing?
Know. Like
you
I
robbing worked, banks or some
bunch,
shit?
You know, I did a bunch of side shit.
So,
side hustles, flea market, fucking okay. Mowing lawns, whatever.
Okay. And what was your first official job? Where you like had to, you know, you get
probably,
like a
probably this.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I told you I started making money when I was 16.
Yeah. God damn.
So that gave me from, you know, what was the window for me to get a real job if I started making money at 16?
Well, my first job was Quiznos, you fucker.
Quiznos is dirty.
You even had Quiznos?
Yeah, we do.
Where is that at? Is there one around here?
Probably.
Because I feel like I haven't seen Quiznos
one down in Fort Harrison.
I thought they closed them all down.
Did they?
Yeah. You know why I got fired from Quiznos?
Why? You're eating too much.
Yes. Because
really?
Yes. Yes. Yes, dude. 100.
You were trying to get big, huh?
So listen, I'm 15 years old.
Meatballs.
I'm working on a worker's permit, and I'd either be making the sandwiches in the line. Yo, that shit got me twisted. Or so fat because I haven't eaten. It's so crazy how I get drunk so fast. Anyways.
You do get drunk crazy fast.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Because everyone's like, you're big. You can't get drunk fast. It's like, that's a lie.
I'm just sensitive
to everything. Anyways, so I'm either washing dishes or I'm making sandwiches on the line. And this was at Quiznos in Pacifica, California. If anyone knows, it's long gone now. But I remember the Asian lady who owned the Quiznos. I would always make my sandwich like, because you're allowed to have a sandwich that's like, you know, a little whatever size, the small size with like a certain amount of meat. And every time I would get like the foot long with like everything on it. And she'd be like, you can't make the sandwich like this. She'd be mad at me every time. Yeah. And I remember one time I was washing dishes after like she came in and was like, I saw you on the camera making it like this. And I was like, fuck this shit. I quit. I remember like being 15 and walking out of Quiznos being like, fuck this job.
I wanted the ham and the meatballs.
I wanted it all, dude. I would put like the bacon on it. You put it through the grill thing. I was making that thing for real. That was so good with like the avocado and like all the extra sauce. I was so mad at her, dude. Kind of wanted to fight her, but I didn't. I should have fought her, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I should have fought her. I think about it now.
You should go back and apologize to her.
No, I should have fought her, dude. Fuck that lady. She was mean. You never had a fucked up job like that?
No.
No. No. Lucky guy, dude. Straight into it.
I was just
blessed.
Early bird.
Wow. What a life. I like this house, man. $150,000. It's dope. Yeah. I'm going to get me one. Totally going to get me one.
You can move my old house in.
Can I? So I can get...
Pay me rent.
I could inherit your docks. That'd be sick. Yeah. Maybe like pull up to my house.
You could deal with it. Nah.
You know what's crazy? I feel like... I don't even want to say this on the podcast.
It's simmered down. I'm sure.
Well, I don't even want to say this on the podcast because I feel like people already know where I live, but no one does that shit to me. I feel like because I would, they'd know that I would come for their ass.
Those are some fighting words right now.
I'm just saying. No, like really.
Yeah, but you have like a gate or something, right?
I got all that, and I have guns too.
Yeah, me too. I have a lot of guns.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. I feel like I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not a streamer that they're not like because the streaming thing is like you get them on camera and like they. Because you're streaming, they see you go react to it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's like more of a entertaining thing.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't stream. Because I was thinking about becoming the biggest Twitch streamer in the world.
Go for it.
Could you imagine after this conversation? Fuck Ninja, fuck Tfue, fuck Nick Merckx. I'm number one. Who's number one right now?
I don't know. Probably XQC.
Yeah, I feel like he's been number one forever, though, this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think he won Streamer of the Year, dude.
What does he even stream?
Whatever.
Like anything?
Anything, yeah.
Well, what's entertaining about that guy? What do you think is entertaining? Because I haven't even seen it. I've seen, like, pictures of him because I've Googled and seen shit.
I don't know. He's just very creative with his, like, his variety streams.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a long time,
chat,
too, right?
His chat is fucking entertaining by itself, too. Those motherfuckers are crazy.
His chat?
Yeah.
How much do you think someone's like chat, like you're saying right now, how much do you think that like makes or breaks the community of, I mean, I guess that's the whole community. That's your whole community.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you have a lot of shitheads in yours.
It depends. It depends on game I'm streaming.
What?
Yeah.
They change up depending on the game?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because if I'm playing Fortnite, it's like a bunch of children.
And they're like cooler?
No.
Okay, they're worse. So when you play Warzone, is that when they're swearing at you and saying like obscene curse words and shit that they shouldn't say?
Apex, like, when I stream Apex Legends, my chat is pretty chill. When I switch to Fortnite, it's like people don't know what the fuck they're hitting enter on.
I feel like Warzone is it classic like Call of Duty lobbies back in the day.
Yeah, Warzone's not too bad. I mean, I did have people yelling fucking racial slurs at me through the mic and stuff.
Exactly. That's
inevitable on COD. You know.
Why is it like that?
I don't know, man. They just think weird. They're in like
Modern Warfare 2 pre-game lobby or something.
Dude, that was the craziest time in the world.
I don't know.
I feel like everyone could relate to that. If they played Modern Warfare 2, those lobbies were like, people were going ape shit on each other. Yeah. And honestly, it was so fun.
Yeah,
like such a golden time.
Yeah.
It's never going to be like that again.
No.
Like, dude,
no
it was... If anyone remembers that time, it was so fucking dark and fucked up. But people, everyone loved it.
Everyone did love it,
dude. Seriously, it's like this. Ugh, it's just an enigma now because it's gone forever.
It is.
This time's gone forever, man. You can't say certain shit anymore. It's all you're just fucked. Certain jokes you can't make. Yeah. Get canceled. You're gone forever. Do you ever worry about getting canceled? Because I'd be like live. I'd be like, holy shit! What if I say something stupid?
Yeah. No, I mean. I'm not really worried about it. I've already tried to been canceled a few times.
When were you most canceled? When do you think you were closest to being canceled?
I mean, obviously, probably when I was fucking, when I had, you know, the fucking, the thing with the thing.
The face thing?
Probably.
No. You.
Probably. I mean, other than that, I don't really know like what controversial.
There was no other, yeah.
I mean, I said some. Border. Oh shit! Was this not clicked in?
You're fine.
I said some like shit that wasn't meant to be racist, but people took it as racist. And
when was this? I don't even remember that.
Back in Fortnite, I said like the C word.
Cunt?
No.
What's the C word? The fuck is
exactly?
This?
I didn't even know it was a racial slur until I said it. But it means. It means two things. The primary term of it was what I was using it for, and then
I don't even know what word you're talking about.
It's an animal.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
it's an animal.
It's an animal.
Is it like?
It's like a dirty one that goes through the trash.
Got it.
Some guy was fucking ratting around, and I
got it. Got it.
Where the fuck did this?
I totally get it. Okay,
where did this go?
Really?
And they thought they're like. He said it towards a character in the game that was black.
Oh my god!
And he wasn't, and his skin he was wearing looked like a raccoon, and that's why I called him that.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
How long did that? So I have a question now. How long did that last for? And like, were you worried that you're like, fuck, I can't? Like, were you ever like worried that it was gonna fuck shit up for real?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty upset at the time, to be honest. I mean, nowadays I'm like older, and I would have just been like, "You guys are fucking literally dumb." Like, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
But at the time I was younger, and I was like really, way more into like the whole streaming and shit than I am now.
Yeah.
So I was like,
you were more caught up in like,
yeah,
having to make it. No, I didn't mean this. Whatever,
yeah.
That's a crazy place to be.
Yeah.
I've dealt with shit like nothing like that. Nothing in regards to like race or anything, but I dealt with shit with like other influencers talking shit and me mm-hmm. having to like react or not react to it, and then like getting a bunch of shit for bullshit that's like mm-hmm. not true and having to just deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, I've said some fucking fucked up shit, I'm sure, here and there.
Yeah.
But I always got banned for it. And it was never really like hurtful. It's kind of like I said something stupid.
Never stuff you couldn't come back
from. I mean, people, I mean, it's kind of crazy, like the list of things you can't say on Twitch, because it's a lot. And when you're streaming fucking whatever, hundreds of hours a month, whatever.
Can I not wear my shirt on Twitch?
You can't. Or you can take it off.
Really? Because I thought at one point that like everyone was saying like you can't show your nipples.
No, I do.
You never got banned for that?
No.
Maybe they just want me to.
Well, usually it's like the only time I take off my shirt is when it's like an environment, right? Because like, I'm not gonna just not wear a shirt where I'm gaming. It's kind of weird.
Oh,
because then it's weird? Like I'm almost trying to be sexual. Because they just don't want people to be like sexual towards their stream, you know?
Oh,
like if I'm on a boat, I'm taking off my shirt because I don't want to get a farmer's tan. I'm on a boat, like I take off my shirt. I'm gonna go swimming. I'm gonna do activities where a normal person wouldn't wear a shirt. You know, same if I'm working out, I'll take off my shirt.
I like working out my shirt out. When I'm playing video games, just because I'm more comfortable. Like, is it just? Like,
I have. I used to stream in my boxers.
Because it's hot in that fucking room with all the. I
used to stream out
shit.
Of like a shed, and I used to just stream in my boxers.
Wow, did you have like a lower camera angle?
No.
Okay. You never thought about that?
Fuck.
Huh?
I was like, dude, I got fucking 50 viewers. I don't give a fuck. Like,
what was your grind like then on the come up? Like, how did you go from 50 to like? Or you did 50, like, for how long until you were like, damn, I got 1,000?
I don't know. Like, Destiny, I was pulling, like, hundreds of viewers.
Like 200, 300?
Yeah.
Damn. When did it all really change then?
Probably when Fortnite swung around.
Yeah.
Because I went from, like, Destiny to, like, a few hundred to quitting Destiny to go play H1 to, like, fucking 20.
20 viewers?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I sacrificed my Destiny viewership
hundreds
to pursue a battle royale, which then ended up blossoming into the Fortnite viewership.
You didn't. So
it was like I went down and go up.
You couldn't have any foresight of that though. You just did it because you liked the game.
Yeah.
Huh. Damn, it was a good move.
It's a good move, right?
It's a really good move.
It worked out though.
Yeah, but you didn't.
At the time, people were like, "Damn, bro!" Like.
You fell off.
Yeah. You used to pull 200, 300 viewers. Now you got, 20, 30.
That's important, though. I think that's important for people to know.
Yeah.
Because, like, someone's initial thought is going to be like, yeah, oh, you fell off. But it's like you set yourself up for something greater.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think maybe you weren't fully aware of it in doing it. But, like, your intentions were you probably just liked the game better or you were
getting tired of it. I did. It was like the first battle royale that kind of blew up. But it was like, when I say blow up, it was like, pew.
Like a little poof. Pop.
Yeah. Pew.
Damn. I just want to know what's next, man.
Fucking who knows, bro?
Yeah. The video game shit just trips me out. Because I'm still kind of, I'm not going to lie. I'm that old guy that I remember when I was young in the gym, like 20 years old, I'd be like, the old guys come and be like, when I was your age, I used to bench like this and look like that. And I'd be like, shut up, old man. And I feel like that when I come to video games, because I would have been the best streamer in the world, dude. World of Warcraft, I was the god. Vanilla World of Warcraft, I was the man.
Dude, World of Warcraft popped off when I was a kid.
That's what I'm saying, but streaming didn't exist. It wasn't a thing. I was like, bro, me and my boy would go.
I mean, look at fucking Asmongold, dude, or somebody that streams World of Warcraft. I don't know.
Is it streamers. Still lit?
Yeah, they're doing well.
Yeah, but I was like number one, though, bro.
Did you play RuneScape?
No, I never played RuneScape. Damn. I played it for like 2 weeks and I was like, I couldn't get into it. But I played like everything else, like every other game you could think of I played. Like every fucking game. It's actually kind of crazy how much, like I've been working out on video games are the two things that I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
What do you play right now? Nothing.
Truthfully, I haven't had time to be consistent with any game, but if I'd say the games that I would play if I sat down to play would be like Warzone, Overwatch, I haven't played Fortnite since, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'd say those games. Most just first-person shooters.
What about Rocket League?
I played some Rocket League. Yeah, I played that. I haven't played that recently. I don't know how – it's like that game's still popular.
You have a setup in Miami?
No, I'm actually getting one set up in Cancun with Steve.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to start streaming over there. Probably a little gambling, too. Would you ever do gambling?
Maybe later on in life.
Yeah, later on.
If I need to lose/win money.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna lose money.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Gambling is like probably the worst thing you could do.
Yeah,
but it's.
I'm not really a big gambler.
No.
No.
I feel like you would be the video game thing, like the rush.
Yeah, but it's mainly luck.
Do you even get a rush anymore when you play video games? Like,
yeah,
are you
a little
you're
bit.
Just so calm?
I mean, I've always kind of just been like. Fuck it.
It's so crazy. It's like some people are just wired differently.
Yeah.
Because like I said earlier, when I saw you play that time when I was with Steve, I was just shocked. And then another thing that really shocked me about you was your sensitivity was like so low.
Yeah.
It wasn't high. Like on your, like I felt like I had to like go like this to like get the cursor to go over
you're
here.
You're wiping a windshield?
Yeah. What the fuck is that about? Like I didn't even understand. You use like, and I remember you said it. I was like, yo, how are you doing? You're like, I was just going like this with my hand.
Yeah.
And you're using like your whole arm.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck is, I never even, it's like a different style of gaming.
Yeah. So I guess it's what people call like arm gamer versus a wrist gamer.
But how
people are successful at both.
But how come the sensitivity is so like low?
Because it's more, I can, be more accurate with my movements.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it.
It's kind of hard to wrap your head around, but.
It's fucking weird. But then you're so accurate and you're never, it's like you never miss. Like right where you go, it goes.
I'm trying to find an analogy, but it's hard to.
Yeah.
It's hard to find one.
I was just kind of mad, you know. I was like a little upset at you.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of wanted to just swing on you, be like, yo, this kid can't be this good at these video games, right in front of my face. And then I sat down and I tried to do it, and I felt like I like completely never played video games in my life.
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating, man. It's hard. I think we should fight, me and you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You give me some of that juice and then
the stuff that's in your bathroom.
Yeah, and then I get
you already
big.
Got it, dude.
I get big and then.
You already got it. <It's> so funny. Yo, do you have, oh, we need audience questions. We don't have any, huh? We don't have any audience questions. I'm so sorry, guys.
Unbelievable.
Ask Rod.
You're the audience right now, dude.
Oh, yeah. Give me an audience question. You want to pull one up? Okay, we got a live audience. We got a live audience. Can you give us a one question? You could ask. It could be a question to me, too. Because normally what I do is at the end of every episode, I'll have questions from the audience, like three questions that they'll send in on email. They'll ask me a question. I'm dead serious. Yeah, email.
They fax it to you or what?
Yeah, I mean, lucky. They give me a text. They'll write a letter and they'll mail it in.
With a little fucking owl comes
yeah,
in.
They'll write a letter and they'll send it to the gym. Fuck yourself, you bitch. You act like email's not fast. What the fuck,
little
dude?
Little pigeon comes up.
How else would I get those? What is there, like a different Twitch thing I don't know about? What the fuck is going on here? It's a fucking email, dude. You act like emails aren't fast.
I'm not fucking hating.
Motherfucker. Do you have any good questions? Oh, she's going somewhere with this. Oh, this is for me. The funniest person I've interviewed. Ooh, most entertaining. God damn, it's got to be Steiny.
Really?
He's just a character, man. The guy's just the funniest person I've interviewed or like just interacted with. Has got to be Steiny because he's just a character. You met that guy, right?
I don't know. Have I?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What's the funniest person you've met?
Dude, that's like, you're like,
it's a hard question.
I don't know. It's gotta be just one of my like.
It's probably me. Anyways, next question.
I probably one of my IRL friends.
No, okay. I got a better question though. Who's the best person you've ever played video games with? Like when you play with them, you're like, this motherfucker's good.
I don't know. I played with everyone.
I know, but who stands out? You're like, okay, let's just.
It just depends on the game. You know?
Okay. I'll make it a little easier. Who is the best teammate you've ever had? Nah, maybe I'm hurting feelings here. You answer the question.
Dude, I don't know, actually.
Really?
Because when you give me questions like this, it's just so many different
best
answers.
Best teammate on Fortnite?
Probably Scoped or Cloaksy.
Okay.
You know?
So
they both excel in different ways, so it's hard to.
What makes someone a good teammate in your eyes? On just say whatever game.
Well, first of all, they have to be good at the game.
Of course, number one.
And they have to be good with communication.
Simple.
You know, if they're not telling me to listen, then they have to listen, right? Because there's either one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just communication skill, synergy, knowing when to be there, why to be there, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Awareness, positioning.
Yes, it does. It sounds like a relationship straight up. It's all good, man. You have any questions for me?
No.
No?
Unless you want me to give you some questions.
Ask me a question. See what you got.
I don't fucking know, dude.
You never thought about doing a podcast and like interviewing people?
No.
I love asking people questions. I love getting to
know
people. It's fucking weird.
You love it.
I do. It's amazing. You got to have one question for me. Some question you've always wondered. Or maybe about the gym. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, dude. What's your bench at, man?
Oh, God. The classic.
The worst question to answer.
The classic question.
What creatine
dude,
do you take?
What creatine do I take, dude? I will punch you in the fucking face on that one. Both of those questions are like classic gym bro questions, though. I can't even lie.
Those are both
creatine.
Trash.
Consistently, I don't take it. I can't say. I take it consistently. If I were going to take it, I would just take like a basic creatine monohydrate. My bench press is probably the weakest it's ever been right now.
Probably me too. That's what we're going to bench today.
Yeah. I'm actually excited. Yeah. I'm excited to train. We're going to go train. Are you at that spot at your spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Unless you want to go to Crunch Fitness or Planet Fitness.
Is there? No, not Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness is like the shittiest. Dude. It really is. Like,
it's bad. I would never go. I would never go to a public gym.
Yeah. Crunch is not that bad. It's kind of whatever.
They're bad around here because they're so packed.
Oh.
Because everyone's like.
That'd be fun then. We'd have fun.
There'd be a lot of people. Damn. Like one person every machine.
All right, give me one more good question. And it better not be about fucking creatine, dude.
What protein do you
take? Yo,
inject?
You're such a scumbag. Go fuck yourself. What protein do I take?
Which one do you inject?
You don't inject protein, number one.
You do.
No, fuck no, dude. Maybe like in fucking my mouth and I eat it. No, you don't. You never inject protein. Also, I don't really.
When's the last time you went to like a public gym? Do you like going to public gyms or do you?
Oh,
like,
that's a good question.
But yeah. Like you always work out kind of at a public gym now.
Yeah,
at the zoo.
It's you'd be. Yeah, I mean my gym's public, obviously, but I think you'd be surprised. Like, I'll go to gyms now and people do like, cause like I'll just go and I'll just start training.
Yeah,
people tend to see like. Almost like you know, like a dude who wouldn't hit on a girl because the girl's working out.
Yeah.
Type vibe. I think they look at me like that. Like, oh, I'll ask him later.
Yeah.
Unless someone's like trying to leave, they'll be like, hey, I'm gonna leave. Like, can I get this really quick? But most people like, if I go in with my headphones on.
Yeah, you walk with the headphones on.
I got a mission.
Yeah.
And then they'll notice it and they'll be like, I'll just ask him later. So I don't get as much as I used to. Like I told you, when I first opened my gym, I think I was more I opened myself up to it a lot more for people to come asking me and talk to me, which is like dope. But it fucking destroyed my workouts for like 2 years. I can't even lie. So when I go to any like gyms, I'm kind of like on a mission. Either I'm doing something on my phone, I'm working, or going to go like right to it.
So I know you're athletic, right? And you're strong, obviously.
Yes, sir.
But if you had to play one sport professionally, what would it be?
Ooh. It probably would have been football.
You think?
Yeah.
What position?
I don't know. Because that changed so much. Like when I played back in the day, I was so much skinnier.
You'd be the punter or kicker?
Probably a punter.
Actually?
No, dude. Fuck no. Have you ever tried to punt a ball? You know how difficult that shit is?
That shit's hard as fuck.
It is one of the hardest fucking things to do, man. Like,
it is hard.
No, I think I would, if I played now, I'd be like a
I think
fucking,
you would be, I like think a, you'd, a tight end maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Or like a, or lose some weight and be like a free safety.
Maybe.
And just fucking smoke people. Just like a cherry pick. That'd be dope. Be like, okay, smack. That's what I'd like to do. Honestly, that'd be fun. Just trying to like hurt people and hurt myself in this at the same time.
You would definitely do both.
For sure.
Yeah.
I wonder how much CTE I would get after that.
Probably a lot. Are you scared about CTE whenever you're like doing any physical activity?
No, because nothing's really involving getting hit in the face. So, yeah. I mean, like the lifting stuff.
What do you think about all these kids boxing? You think they're getting CTE slowly?
Boxing's a tough one because like it is dominant. Like you're getting hit in the head, you know, and you're wearing headgear, you're getting hit in the head. Like it's not like I'm taking someone to the floor. You know, MMA, you have like that whole aspect of it where it's like we could be wrestling for 30 minutes versus like getting punched in the face.
Yeah, but you're not wearing 12-ounce gloves. You're wearing like fucking
a little different
2-ounce gloves.
But I think that's why it's like because you could take so much more of the rocking. Like you can develop, I don't know if you could develop more of it or not. I mean, I'm not a fucking scientist, but maybe. I think because it's not as like, even with a smaller glove, you get hit, you're going down eventually.
Mm-hmm.
The fight's done. Versus like you could take 100 jabs to the head. And you're just like which one's causing more damage? I don't know.
I feel like maybe boxing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think boxing causes more.
Maybe.
But boxing has got tremendously popular since like Jake Paul and all this shit. Yeah. But it makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't tell kids to shy away from it. You know, if you have fun and if it's something you enjoy.
I still enjoy. I mean, I think MMA is just kind of where people.
Oh, bro. Like, it's the best. Because
people just like the more bloody, the more gory, the better. The people UFC. Are fucked up nowadays.
Oh, yeah. UFC, man.
Yeah.
It's the best.
They love it. I love it.
You're a UFC fan?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like my favorite thing in the world to watch.
Yeah.
Going to the fights is like.
I've never been to a fight, though.
Oh man, you'd love it. You gotta come with us. You would fucking love it.
Yeah. Well, fuck. Were you in Jacksonville the last one?
Yeah.
It was in Jacksonville, right?
We were just in Jacksonville.
I should have came up for that.
Bro, it is like.
Because that's not that far.
Yeah, it's what, like an hour from here, maybe? Two hours?
If I drove, it's like three, probably.
Yeah. But it's like different. Like for some reason, like seeing fights on you know, on the TV is fun, watching with your friends and shit. But bro, there in person is like it's like you feel it. Like you feel the energy of the crowd and everything. It's different.
Yeah, and you're also fucking usually sitting pretty good spot.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're sitting way in the back, it might be a little bit different. But you're up close. You're hearing them like fucking hit each other. Like you're bomb.
It's definitely exciting sitting in the front.
You just hear someone get leg kicked, and it's just like the loudest slap.
You hear it, and it's the trippiest part. You were here too. Jacob was sitting in the front with us when right when the fights start, like they announce all that stuff, and the thing that you would never see from camera is like the fights right when it's about to start, all the lights go dark, and then it's just like almost like spotlit.
Yeah,
because you see all the lights in the, because like when it's not, you see everyone in the background, you know, the background of it, and then all of a sudden the fight starts and it just gets dark and just light there. It's just so fucking intense. I couldn't even imagine what it'd be like to be a fighter. Like you must just like almost,
they just zone in, bro. They're not paying attention to anything. They're
probably
just,
don't see so. Anything else.
No,
so crazy. Such a cool thing. I want to do it.
You want to fight someone
so bad? I want to do it.
Who would you fight?
I don't know. This has been a question forever. There's people who want to fight me, but it's like not worth it.
Not worth it. Not worth it. That's where I'm at. I'm like, I don't really care. I don't really care.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would I risk, like, honestly, this is going to sound like cocky of me, but I feel like if I fought somebody, I feel like I'd fuck up my hands.
Oh.
Like, I feel like I'm going to break my hand.
Yeah, you need that shit too.
I kind of need it.
You really need it.
Yeah.
It's not cocky at all then. It's just like fucking logical. It makes sense.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck. I don't give a fuck to get punched in the face.
Yeah, if I feel like I need my hands too now that I'm thinking about this.
If I fuck my wrist up.
You can't lift. Because
I punched some kid one time for a TikTok where like he's like, body shot me as hard as you can. And he wasn't wearing like the normal.
I saw that. You fucked your shit up.
Fucked up my wrist. Just
and
punching.
And it did it affect your streaming?
A little bit.
Yeah, I remember I got my hand cut open.
Every single time I do any strike or anything, I wrap my wrist tight as fuck. I always have since I was like a kid.
Damn, I should tell this story. So and I almost got stabbed. Almost got stabbed when I was a kid. And I cut my hand open completely. I could show you the scars after. I'll show you in a sec. It's like right there. And this was right when I got into working out. So I remember my hand was completely cut open. Basically what happened was someone was going like this and I swiped away. Like imagine I was at a place, people were drunk.
You were actually trying to get stabbed?
Someone tried to stab. I wasn't trying to stab anyone. Someone was trying to stab me.
Like, actually?
Yes, bro. A knife, I swapped it away.
I thought like your boy was like, pretend like he's going
to
stab
no,
you.
No, someone
you
were, tried like, to stab me.
Oh.
I swiped it away and I punched the guy and he was drunk. He fell down. But I wasn't drunk. I never, like when I was younger, I wasn't into drinking at all. But anyways, so imagine the guy's going to stab me. And someone like yells to me, yo, and I turn and then it's like, he's like here and I just see it and I do like one of these. I'm like this and I'm like turning and I'm like swiping the thing, but the knife is coming.
Yeah.
So it goes through my finger here and here and it cuts my thumb. I'll show this to you right after. I don't know if you can see it on camera, but it's like through these fingers. It went like this.
Yeah.
Right. And then my hand's completely cut open. The reason why I'm telling you the story is not because of all this. It's because I couldn't lift.
Yeah.
That's why I was telling you a story, because it like literally, and it was right when I was getting into working out. This is when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, I got to still make it work. So I was like, I would tie my hand up because I couldn't hold. I couldn't do curls. And I was like, I got to hit arms. I swear to God.
So you do this.
So I would, you know, the things that girls put on like the,
on their ankles.
Yeah, and they do like the leg kickbacks. Yeah. I put it around my wrist and I was like doing curls like this. I swear to God, because my arm was getting small. I was like, because I couldn't do shit. Like I had all these stitches and my hand was just like.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I just related to that story about almost getting stabbed. But that's how I can relate to that. I was like, yo, I can't lose my hands. I need these bitches.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking lift when I fucked up my wrist or my elbow. I've had a little injuries.
Yeah, I couldn't let it happen, man.
And like, I remember like I didn't work out for like a month. And then I did like, I decided for some reason, I'm like, I want to just do like straight arms.
Yeah, it's the
and
best.
It's not. No. But if you don't work out arms for like a month, your shit gets so small. And then when you lift again, it's like they come back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck. I couldn't imagine not eating arms for a month. That actually kind of gives me anxiety thinking about that. Not working out for a month gives me anxiety.
It does. Yeah.
Just not working out at all. I don't understand people who don't work out.
Yeah, I don't know either. They just don't know how. It's kind of hard. It took me like 2 years to figure out how to work out.
Even if you don't really know how, it's like you can just kind of show up and like do shit.
Yeah.
You know, even if you just did machines, it's like, I know I need to do this, right?
Yeah.
Your dog's trying to eat a fly.
She loves insects. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, that's it. I think that's it today. I mean, unless you had another question for me, I could teach you how to get big arms.
I'll teach you how to get big legs.
Well, that's a lie. What the hell? You could teach me how to fucking be the number one streamer in the world, because I think that's next on my list.
True.
What if I was number one in like a year?
I'd be happy for you.
What if I was better than you at? I mean, I am, but I was like not. I think a part of me is like, gotta let the young guys have it, you know?
I'm fucking old.
Dude, you're 24.
I'm old, bro.
What the fuck are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm fucking old, bro.
24? You're tripping, dog. You're so tripping. You could be like, yo, I'm going to be fitness full time. I'm going to fucking be a bot. You could do whatever the fuck you want at 24, dude. What are you saying? What the fuck? You act like you're like 40.
I am.
Dude, you're 24, dude.
24. That's old.
Wow. Holy shit, man. It's not old at all.
You're 28.
No, I'm 30. I'm 32. I'm about to be 33.
Fuck.
I feel like I'm fucking 28. I feel like I'm 26, to be honest. That's actually
all the extra testosterone.
Well, I mean, we won't talk about that. Yeah. You know? We'll get some. I need some anyways. I'll hit your bathroom.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
I'll hit your bathroom on the way out.
I got a bunch. That's why I'm so fucking jacked.
Go fuck yourself. All right. Thank you so much. And I'm going to go use your setup now to become the number one Twitch streamer in the world.
Go for it.
And
I'm rooting for you.
I appreciate your time. I'm going to need you to raid me on your channel 6 times a week. And yeah, can we set that up?
auto host Bradley Murray.
Fuck it with you. But no, I think I am going to get into Twitch. Twitch once a week though, but I feel like if you do it once a week, it doesn't count.
It's like a hobby.
It's like working out once a week. It doesn't count.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Once a week. It doesn't count. You got to pick one, man.
We just got to go work out.
Yeah. Let's go. I'm down. I love you guys. Oh, before we dip, go to the fucking iTunes and drop a fucking review. Drop a little comment. And on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. Also,
give
wherever they can find
five-star Uber ride is what he's asking
yes,
for.
Yes, five-star Uber on iTunes. And also thumbs up, comment on YouTube, do all that good shit. And then obviously where they can find you, simple fucking Tfue anywhere.
Pornhub. Yeah.
You got some stuff on Pornhub?
Oh, yeah.
That's sick. Yeah. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to Google that right now. We're out of here. I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. This is the outro. I'm going to drink all. This is actually the best tequila I've ever tasted. I'm not even going to lie.
I wonder how much that is.
I'm convinced that there's actually sugar in here.
Why do you have this?
It's dope.
It's the thing you do now?
Yeah, that looks good.
Look at this.
Why are you going to make fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you. I'm
wearing a bracelet.
I'm not making fun of you. It's just new.
Yeah, it's good.
No, it's just new. It's just different. It's cool. It's just different. I didn't know.
They're flaming me right now.
I'm not making fun of you. I think it's cool, dude.
You just fucking flip the cam. Just so you
oh,
can
you look sick, dude. Leave that in.
This is fucking dope.
Here, watch out. I'll fucking lift this shit up. So.
Yeah. Oh, you got a bathroom in this one?
What year is this?
19.
And it's diesel?
Yeah.
Damn.
Why do you say it like that? Katie doesn't like when I say it like that.
Like what?
Diesel.
How you supposed to say diesel a different way?
Diesel.
Diesel?
Diesel.
I don't know. Listen. All I know is this bitch got gas mileage or diesel mileage for days, and it has a bathroom. And I really want one of these. I want a Sprinter.
Yeah,
have it live.
I mean, if I'm partying or something, we'll do this and then sleep. We can go in the back, huh?
This is dope.
I want to take a piss.
There's a weed pen in here.
You're gonna take a piss in there?
No, I'm not.
Never mind. That's not weed pen. That's perfume.
Whoa! This straight up.
Oh shit!
Smells like piss in here, though.
Yo, you got a straight up. You got a grill.
You got a shower, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's a little
what the
short.
Fuck?
I gotta fucking empty out the tanks and put new water in there because that shit's musty.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous on this one, I'm not gonna lie. This one's
these
sick.
These seats are nice though.
You're sitting them.
This is really nice.
What's cool about these seats too is they're all in like swivels, so you can all spin them around.
Oh shit.
Kinda cool.
Damn, Steve got an upgrade.
No, he's got some crazy shit.
No, he does.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, this is fake skin?
Yeah.
What are the odds? Let's do it. You gonna pick the number?
Is it one in what?
Out of 10.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and then say the number.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. 3, 2, 1, 4. 5.
Oh. Holy shit. Holy shit. You almost got me.
I thought you were gonna pick 5.